My guest sees demons on people, and when he prays, the demons leave, and the people are physically healed.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Mel Bond, has a gift called discernment where he can see evil spirits on people, command the evil spirit to leave, and then they get better. I love that gift. When did this start happening in your life?
That happened, it began with, October 1973, and Jesus, in a vision, said, Mel, I want to take you someplace. And he took me to this, like a large cave, and it looked like it was probably a half a mile wide, and I couldn't see the end of it. It was so, and it was just filled with horrible, hideous demons making all kinds of hideous noises. And without God's help, if anybody from a natural standpoint was there, it would destroy them. They would die of horror just hearing or just seeing, either one. And so
I've talked to people that have had experiences like that, and unless you had God with you,
absolutely.
I totally understand.
That's right. And so one particular demon came up to me, and he was probably about 7 foot tall, and he had fingers that were like 8 or 10 inches long, and then he had fingernails probably 3 to 4 inches long that curved, and he was trying to slash and tear me apart and slash, and he was only getting just a fraction of an inch from my face, and it was such, it was very horrifying. And at that time, I looked up at Jesus, and he was at my right-hand side, and he had a hold of my right hand, and he squeezed it. And I looked up at him, because he's a little bit taller than I am, and he says, Mel, the rest of your life, you're going to go down corridors like this. But he says, always know, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll be with you, and that you have power in my name. And from that time on, it just an unprecedented amount of encounters have I encountered.
But the thing that's so exciting to me is after that encounter with the Lord, all of his senses spiritually were activated. And when you teach on this, what happens to the people that listen to the teaching?
Well, I've done conferences, ministers' conferences all over the world with the gifts of the Spirit and the gift of discerning of spirits, that I would very extremely conservatively say that 80% of all people that are born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, they speak in tongues, immediately they begin to see in the Spirit.
Speaking of seeing in the Spirit, in the late 70s, two demons came into your bedroom. Tell me about that.
Yeah, in the late 70s, I was awakened in the middle of the night because I heard some footsteps in my house. And they started walking down the hallway, and they walked into the bedroom. And immediately that I jumped up and started swinging at them with my fist because to protect my household. And they just began to laugh. And then immediately, of course, it was pretty obvious that these were spirits, even though that it was in living color. And they looked like they were physical. And so immediately, faster than machine gun bullets, the Lord spoke to me. And he says, Mel, this person that you've been praying for that has a problem with adultery, has a problem with alcohol, that, and I've been working with them for a long time, trying to share the scriptures, and things weren't getting any better. He says, this is the root of the problem. The one on the right is a spirit of adultery. The one on the left is a spirit of alcohol. Deal with the root of the problem, not the person. And I did, and ever since, that is broken off of that person.
That's such a wonderful gift to have. Tell me about the woman you saw a demon on her throat.
Okay, this happened down in Taylor, Texas. I was a pastor of a church, a Assembly of God church in Taylor, Texas, 707 Lizzie Street. It was either the first or second service, so I didn't know the people. My wife and I had just started pastoring there, so we didn't know the people. And while I was preaching, that I looked and I seen this lady, probably about 85 years of age, and on her left shoulder, right in this area here, I seen, and I could talk about it for a long time, but basically it was a demonic force, and it had arms and legs that stretched all over into her neck region and her body like this. And so I just stopped preaching and I says, I'm going to take care of a situation in your life right now. And I commanded that force to leave that was in that particular area on her body. And I watched that spirit. It dropped off and it crawled out the back door and then out the door and down the street to the left. By the time that it got to the back door, all of a sudden this lady started raising her voice, sort of not a real loud shout, but shouting and saying, praise God, hallelujah, and that sort of thing. And all the church started getting real excited. And I'm thinking, well, I don't think this is such a big deal. Why is everybody so excited? And then when things calmed down, the lady spoke and she says, I had a stroke 6 months ago and I've not been able to talk for 6 months. And this portion of my body had been affected and all of that was totally gone.
So like you normally can see this demon, you command it to leave, can you see, and you see it leave.
Absolutely.
And you told me over dinner last night that when you're ministering to people in a congregation, you just look over the whole congregation and God shows you things.
Absolutely. Every time I preach, I kind of walk around through the crowds and I'm looking for problems. Really, I'm looking for demons because I'm absolutely thoroughly convinced, according to the teachings of Jesus and the Word of God, that every problem, there's a demon. Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. And so we don't have three choices. It's either of God or of the devil. And so if there's a problem, there's a demon. And if you would get to the root of the problem, then the problem can be fixed.
Okay, this isn't a congregation. Just out of curiosity, when you're going out to the barber shop or wherever you're going,
same thing.
You see that. Do you ever do something about it?
Oh, absolutely. I was in a place of business just a few months ago, and all of a sudden I looked, and there was a demon on the top of this lady's head right there. And so I just walked over and I says, you know, I see a problem that you have in your head. Can I pray for you? And she looked at me and kind of puzzled and shocked in place of business and people all around and everything. What a wonderful place for God to get glory. And some of the people, they don't go to church, so we got to bring church to them.
Just out of curiosity, did you know what happened when that demon left?
Absolutely. That it totally left. And then she began to smile and tears just flooding down her face. This happened at St. Charles Boonslick Medical Center in St. Charles, Missouri. And I was there getting my annual physical. And so immediately she cried and she says it was totally gone. And she says, I've had an excruciating migraine headache for, I think she said, 3 days. And she says, nothing works, nothing gets rid of it. But she says, it's totally gone.
I'll tell you, to me, it's not scary. Scary is having these critters and not being able to see them.
Absolutely.
Once you see the authority that you have to command these to go, it's the most wonderful gift in the world. Don't go away. I'm going to be back after this word, and you're going to find out how every area of your life can be affected when you understand Mel's teaching on discernment. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Are you struggling in your relationship with God and with others? Been unable to control impure thoughts or stop reoccurring sin? Are you battling with physical or emotional disorders? Struggling in the area of your finances? Mel Bond wants to help you receive your miracle and your breakthrough. Call now and receive both Mel Bond's book, Understanding Your Worst Enemy, plus his audio CD teaching, Discerning of Spirits, for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9073. 80% of the people who have heard Mel's teachings have begun to see miracles come to pass in their own lives. Through Mel's book and this anointed audio CD teaching, you will learn to operate in the supernatural gift of discerning of spirits. Receive a supernatural breakthrough concerning your finances. Learn to identify the demonic root of every disease. Understand how to put on the armor of God to guard your heart, mind, soul, and body from demonic attacks, and so much more. If you follow Mel Bond's easy-to-understand, biblically-based instructions, you will receive a supernatural anointing to overcome every
every obstacle you are facing. Don't miss out on getting both Mel Bond's book, Understanding Your Worst Enemy, plus his audio CD teaching, Discerning of Spirits. For a donation of $25, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9073. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9073 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Mel Bond. And Mel, one of the things you told me is that demons prevent believers from being all that God's called them to be. Explain a little more.
Oh, I'd love to talk about this for 2 hours, but we don't have time. But basically, the Lord showed me that until a person, 100% of them, wants to be rid of this problem, that demon still has authority and he still can rule. And so I'd like to say, people within the sound of my voice, ministries, you'll never be, and people will never be everything that God wants you to be. And you'll never have everything God wants you to have as long as there's 1% of you that doesn't mind that fault or that problem that you're dealing with. If you don't mind it being there, you've got to, with your whole heart, the Word of God says that you will find me if you seek me with your whole heart. If there's 1%, those demons, they know, and they have rights to stay there, and you know they're still there. And so they need to, with their whole heart, live for God, and then they can have everything that God wants them to have and be everything that God wants them to be.
You know, what you're saying is triggering a thought with me. A friend of mine was watching the Oprah show, right, and there was a woman that was a well-known country singer that said as a child she had thoughts of being a lesbian, and she prayed to God, and God didn't take it away, so she felt that's the way God made me. I love God, but this is the way God made me. Do you believe that that's a demon, that perhaps she had that 1 or 2% that
Absolutely.
She was holding back?
Here's one of the things people don't realize. We are at war with the devil. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the Bible says that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And then it goes on and it teaches us, this is the progressional step of how people become demon possessed. It's first thoughts. And after thoughts, then imaginations, then the stronghold. And so we've got to get rid of those thoughts, because those thoughts are after, they're going to open the, I call thoughts demons that are door openers. That if we keep entertaining the thought, he'll open up the door to let a worse demon come in our life. Then we become obsessed. And then after a period of time of being obsessed, we become possessed of the devil.
Mel, tell me about the time that you had chest pains.
Okay, this goes back, if you remember the interviews prior, if people listen to this, back in 1973 when Jesus took me down that corridor, that demon, that big tall demon that was trying to claw my eyes out, well, I started having chest pains earlier than that. It was in 1972. In fact, it was in October 22nd, 1972, and I started having chest pains, horrible chest pains. I thought I was going to die, and I fought those chest pains for many years. And but then it was right around 1990 that I woke up in the middle of the night, and I seen that same demon that was in that corridor. And he had his right index finger in my chest, wrapped around my heart. And it was just like what woke me up was because of the fact that I had such horrible chest pains, worse than they'd ever been. And it was like I knew I was going to die any second. It's just like I knew that I knew that I knew. But when I woke up because of the pain, I seen that demon standing over the top of me with his index finger wrapped around my heart. And faster than machine gun bullets again, the Spirit of God spoke to me and he says, you don't have heart problems. It's that demon. Get rid of the demon and the problem's gone. And so I rebuked him. I told him, in Jesus' name, you have to leave. And then immediately he started pulling his finger out of my chest very slowly. And by the time he pulled his finger, as he was pulling his finger out of my chest, that the pain decreased. And when then it was totally out and he was standing there, he started just disappearing right in front of my eyes. And within, it probably took about 20 minutes to a half an hour, and all the pain left, and just micro portions of it, I mean, just microscopic little hints of it, would try to come back every now and then for maybe a couple of years, and I knew that it was that demon. And so I just said, no, you're not coming back in Jesus' name. I have authority over you. And it would leave. And so now it's been, my goodness, I don't know how many years, not an ounce of any kind of chest pains or any problem.
Well, in your own life, the doctors told you and your wife you had one chance in 100,000 of having
a
normal baby born. And I'll tell you what, when we come back, we'll talk about that. Don't go away. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
For he himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in himself.
To create in himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
The Adam Hadash Echad.
One new man.
Sid Roth has found the key to worldwide revival. This is God's time to reach the Jewish people with his love. Messiah Jesus has torn down the wall dividing Jew and Gentile. The two together form one new man to reach the world. God's method to reach the Jewish people is through signs and wonders. This is why our website, sidroth.org, is jam-packed with tools to equip you to move in signs and wonders, understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church. Log on to sidroth.org today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Mel Bond. And Mel, the doctors told you and your wife that you only had one chance in 100,000 of a normal child. You had three stillbirths and or three miscarriages and a baby born deformed. And why did you continue trying to have children with that doctor telling you that?
Because we believe the Word of God, and we stood on God's Word. And so during the night session that I was awakened, and I seen this demon, and it was over the top of my wife's body, the lower parts of her body, and faster than almost than you can think. I mean, it's so quick. It was like I could see throughout infinity, out towards the east, eastern skies, and I seen this angel come rushing out of the east, and it came down and wrestled with this demon, and then run him off out into the southwestern skies. And at that time, we were living in St. Charles, Missouri, and then that angel came back, and he got on his knees, and he put his hands in the lower parts of my wife's body, and we have three perfect children.
How were you praying back then?
Well, to the best of my ability with my whole heart, but more than anything, we were just standing on God's Word. We just said, God's Word is truth, and we're going to believe it. And
now, tell me, when you raised your children, did you teach them about discernment, and did they move in discernment?
Absolutely.
Did they understand deliverance? Tell me about that.
I would teach my children, as soon as they begin to understand and talk, that I would tell them that if they would have flus, colds, fevers, the typical things that children get, and I would teach them, this is a spirit, this is a demon spirit. And I'd come in there in the bedroom many times during the night session, and that was my job. You know, my wife would do the other things, but I'd come in there, and then I would pray, and it'd break it. And I'd say, now if that spirit tries to come back, you just take authority. You just say, in Jesus' name, you can't stay. And you'd hear them little girls in there talking in their voices and say, in Jesus' name. Even one time, my middle daughter, her name was Chantel, and she's about 3 years old. And she says, devil, if you come back, I'm going to squash you like a bug.
Out of the mouth of babes. I've got a report here, medical report, on one of your daughters about her eyesight. She was legally blind. Tell me about that.
Okay, she was legally blind. And, you know, Jesus said in John 16:24, he says, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy will be full. Well, that word ask means more than just speaking out of your mouth. It says to crave and to demand what is due. Not demanding God, but to demand the devil to get away. And that my joy be full. Well, my joy can't be full if my child is my baby daughter, Caress. She's blind. And so I got some charts, legal charts, eye charts, And so I prayed far, and I looked into the realm of the spirit, and I seen the demon spirit of blindness. I commanded leave, and so she had perfect eyes, better than perfect eyesight, better. And so she went back to the medical doctor, and you had the reports.
Speaking of medical doctors, tell me about that heart surgeon that came to one of your meetings.
Okay. He was a person that he said he was a Christian, but he just didn't believe in healings and miracles. And he came to a service in North Carolina, and he said that, well, the upshot of the whole thing is, let me start back, that I was preaching. And when I was preaching, I didn't know these people. It was the first time I'd ever been to this church in my life. There's 300 people, something like that there. And I looked back and I seen this man. I seen in his chest and I seen the demons, and I could tell you where they were wrapped around his arteries and on his heart region. And I just told him, I says, you've got problems here. And I described it, and I didn't say it was a demon. I didn't want to scare him. Some people get scared by that. And so I just said, there's a problem here, and it's causing a major, and I told him where it was intricately. And then I says, I'm going to get rid of it now in Jesus' name. And so I did. And then he got real excited. And he says, I felt that. And he says, I know it's gone because I feel so much better. And then he made this statement. He says, I think he said he's a heart surgeon. He says, I'm scheduled to have open heart surgery to do exactly what you said. He says, I want to know where you got your training. And I says, I just got my training from Jesus. He lets me look inside the spirit world and see, look inside of bodies and see if there's things wrong. And he says, I came to this service to prove that you was a fake. And he says, now I know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that healing and miracles are real.
You know, Mel, it's wonderful that you move in this supernatural gift of discernment. But when people read your book or they attend your conferences, do you get many reports of people that start moving in these gifts of discernment?
I would say immediately. I just came from Japan where I did a pastor's conference. And I had some very credible ministries that are even friends of Dr. Paul Yung-Hi Cho that said, this is the greatest meeting he's ever been in his life. And it's only 45 minutes, a small meeting. And immediately, in there, I think there was like 95% of those ministries. And here we have a language barrier. And there was like 95% at least.
Started moving in discernment.
Immediately, they started seeing in the spirit world and seeing spirits, which is so important because people need to realize that's the root of all of our problems.
Now, you talk about love conquers the devil.
Absolutely.
Love stops the devil. Explain that.
In the natural world, natural-minded people, if they seen a spirit, it would horrify them because it's a dimension they're not familiar with, that they're not schooled in, so they don't believe in it. And so Satan doesn't know about love. Love is a dimension. God's unconditional love is a dimension that Satan knows nothing about. It's the secret place of the Most High God. And so when we operate in love, that we get into a dimension that absolutely torments the devil. And it's one of the greatest forces, because what is love? Love is, God is love. He is unconditional love. And I think that's one of the major reasons that the devil fights people getting in love. If you read 1 Corinthians in chapter 13, it talks about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. The devil knows if he fights all the gifts of the Spirit, he's got 9 battles on his hand. But it says, if we don't walk in love, then none of the gifts are. So he knows all he has to do is fight us, keep us from operating and living in unconditional love. Then none of the gifts work. None of them are
factual. So that's probably why he has problems between husbands and wives, parents and children. Because if he can stop this love,
he stops
it all. He wins. But if someone moves in love, it mystifies him.
Absolutely. We actually, when we walk in love, we're walking inside of God. That's the reason the Bible says walk in the Spirit. When we walk in love, it's just like we're encased by God. We're in the secret place of the Most High God. What's the secret place? Remember when you were a kid, you'd play hide and seek?
Right.
And the greater that you could hide, then you can't be found. And the devil can't find us if we get in God's unconditional love.
Okay. What's last thought?
Well, my last thought that I'd like to bring out is, in the book of Mark, the Bible says that the rich young ruler came to Jesus, and Jesus was giving him the greatest opportunity that he'd ever have in his life. And Jesus said, there was only one thing that kept him from that, that he wasn't trusting God, that he had fear of trusting God with his finances. And so what I want to say, it's the same thing today. I'd be willing to say that 100% of the time, there's only one thing, and it's a demon. There's only one thing that keeps people from experiencing the grand finale that God has for them in this life.
I've never looked at the rich young ruler that way.
Yeah.
So you believe that there is an evil spirit behind just about every physical illness and every problem between people?
I see it. See it? I see him. I see him. The Lord has shown me how that I can do this at my will, anytime that I want. And I see it. I wish people could see the way and I can train people to where that they can see too. Because it's all in the Word of God. That there's over 700 verses just in the New Testament where it validates 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, which says, God has already given us all things that pertain to this life and godliness. What's godliness? Godlikeness. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Do you know the truth? The truth is Jesus died in your place for your sins. And every rotten thing you've done your whole life, everything you're guilty about, the blood of Jesus will wash away and make you clean if you tell him you're sorry. And then when you're clean, you ask the King of Love, Jesus, to come and live inside of you. Who wouldn't want love, pure love, God's love, living and radiating through you? Make Jesus your Lord. Do it now.
Are you struggling in your relationship with God and with others? Been unable to control impure thoughts or stop reoccurring sin? Are you battling with physical or emotional disorders? Struggling in the area of your finances? Mel Bond wants to help you receive your miracle and your breakthrough. Call now and receive both Mel Bond's book, Understanding Your Worst Enemy, plus his audio CD teaching, Discerning of Spirits, for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9073. 80% of the people who have heard Mel's teachings have begun to see miracles come to pass in their own lives. Through Mel's book and this anointed audio CD teaching, you will learn to operate in the supernatural gift of discerning of spirits. Receive a supernatural breakthrough concerning your finances. Learn to identify the demonic root of every disease. Understand how to put on the armor of God to guard your heart, mind, soul, and body from demonic attacks, and so much more. If you follow Mel Bond's easy-to-understand, biblically-based instructions, you will receive a supernatural anointing to overcome every obstacle you are facing. Don't miss out on getting both Mel Bond's book, Understanding Your Worst Enemy, plus his audio CD teaching, Discerning of Spirits, for a donation of $25. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9073. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Please specify offer number 9073 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. When my guest, a rabbi, blows a shofar, many people are supernaturally healed. Major miracles, I mean like the deaf hear and the blind see.